circle inside your plastic heart. We were young and so messed up, barely seen apart. It's like a bullet to my chest, a prison. I think I'm falling again. It's my last confession. This is my last breath. Hey, maybe could you be the last one in? How faintly did you see this coming? Together in death. Together in death. Together in death. It's more than just
JLO 1690 AM. That's a band called Vampires Everywhere, and they are doing their best, I want to say My Chemical Romance impression, but that's not it. It's more like they're doing an Aiden impression, for those of you that get that reference. But like, if you don't, a lot of bands came out around the time of My Chemical Romance that were, you know, not My Chemical Romance, but we're doing the same, hey, I wear eyeliner and I look like I work at a Hot Topic on the weekends. You know what I mean. You understand. You get it. Yeah, a lot of bands were doing that. And Aiden was the, I guess, most, I don't want to say, my first kind of thought is to say they're the most cringy of all of those, but I don't even think they're that. I wouldn't even go that far to say they're the most cringy, because that would mean that they had a large enough following to warrant them being called that. I mean, they weren't nobody, but like, if you ask people now, it didn't hold up, is where this is really kind of headed. It just didn't, it didn't get there, you know. But you know, every band should have somebody who emulates them, and whether they know it or not, that band is definitely emulating Aiden. That's off their album Belladonna, which just came out. Is it an album? Single? No, not single. EP. You know, I don't know. I don't know anymore what we're doing, how we're classifying things. Let's just say release, shall we? Let's do that. The last release that they put out. Before that, you heard some CanCon from right here in Montreal. Hazehound has a new record, has a first record, maybe first record, I'm pretty sure first record, called Macrodose, and that was a track called Tailspin, which I am choosing to believe is about the Disney cartoon of the same name, featuring Baloo from The Jungle Book, who knows he's from The Jungle. It's all the characters from The Jungle Book. I don't know, like, if it's, like, set in the same universe. I guess it can't really be, because there's no... Are there people in Tailspin? No, I don't think there are. So, like, it's not in the same universe. But DuckTales is in the same universe as Tailspin. So, I guess DuckTales is also not in the same thing as The Jungle Book, which is not... Well, not a thing. I'm starting to spiral here on my thought process on this, so I'm just going to stop. But anyway, that's a song about that's a song about a 90s cartoon. That's what I'm saying. And if it's not, well, the band will have to call in and correct me. 514-848-7471. You can do that. Fine. Whatevs. Before that, some Lord Dying off of the new album that they have released. It's called that was a track called I Am Nothing, I Am Everything. And that is off of an album called Clandestine Transcendence, which I had to look at in order to say, because if I don't, I won't be able to at all, because that's just how my brain hole works. Apologies. That my brain hole isn't better. Sardonic Witchery before that with Merciless Warriors of Steel, which was labeled as black metal, but like, questions. I have questions. I have questions. And some Grave Mouth before that from Wasp Mother. Grindcore. Grindcore. Hey, you know what would have gone better with that grindcore? If I would have played some Cancer Christ, I still don't know what to think about this band, Cancer Christ. They might be serious. The whole, like, shtick is, like, that the lead singer is, like, deeply religious, but also he, like, will tear, like, pages out of Bibles on stage. I don't get it. He also doesn't seem to understand what, like, the church, the Satanic Temple is doing. He doesn't seem to get that, which is kind of confusing, because, like, if you're opposed to current day Christianity, that should probably be something that you understand and are aware of, because it's sort of like, you know, what you probably would want the church to be like, aka helping people and not being just a bunch of D-bags about everything. So I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. So by that aspect, maybe he is correct and he does understand. Maybe he is super Christian, because Christians don't understand what the Satanic Temple is doing at all. Like, they just don't get it, because it's helping people, and helping people that maybe aren't Christian is not something that current day Christians seem to understand. So, hot take, but also not even that hot of a take, especially when, like, that preacher in Ohio who opened up his doors to the homeless and then got, I'm sorry, unhoused. That's the proper term for it. The unhoused, and then was arrested for doing so, for helping people, you know, the way Christianity's meant to be. Yep. Yep. That's a real story. You can look it up. However, even with all these mixed signals I'm getting from Cancer Christ, there are some songs on here that I really agree with, including one called Bring Back the Guillotine. And I think that should be our goal for 2024. Everyone, join with me on this. Bring Back the Guillotine 2024, and we'll see who we can use it on. I mean, traditionally speaking, it's been used on people that are in better financial positions than all the rest of us. I'm just making suggestions, you know, being very Fox News-ish about this, you know, just throwing suggestions out there of who may or may not be appropriate for the guillotine. You know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. So let's play this track and then we'll go from there. Hour two will be coming up and we'll all have a good laugh. Laughs will be had, tears won't be shed, and snide remarks will be said. Those sort of rhyme. I'm almost a poet. Keep it locked. Great Explosives. CJLO, 1690 AM. Here's some Cancer Christ for you off of their album, God is Violence. If you have more information on if this band is real, let me know.